Hello and welcome to Beer Thursday. We are so pleased to have you with us, to hear us, We have a very special guest today. Someone
Is
you haven't
Kevin
heard
Von Erich?
In, oh God. No, it's close, but it's Tim is with us. We've done wrestling talk a few times, and now Tim had a very special night. Probably shouldn't have said it like that. A very special night.
I don't mind.
And he's going to tell us all about it.
In three.
Take it away, Jay.
Two, one. Hey, babies.
Well, yes, Shane, it was a very special night.
It was so special.
Right. I'd like to start off by thanking my two good friends here, Shane and Jay.
R.
Right. Well, of course, JR. And they helped and were a big part of fulfilling a lifelong dream of mine. And that was to actually meet my favorite wrestler, my favorite Von Erich of all time. And of course, it's Kevin. He's the only one I could meet at this point in time because
Why?
The other ones aren't here. Because the other ones are dead.
Wow. I didn't think this was going to go this way.
But it did. Because it is Beer Thursday, and it always takes a bad turn somewhere. I've listened to the show. I've been on the show. That's true. I've been responsible for it.
The guy that says, why are you drinking whiskey on Beer Thursday? And now he drinks whiskey.
And now I am a whiskey drinker. But I'm not drinking whiskey right now.
No, you're not.
Anywho, so we get the invite to go see A Night with Kevin Von Erich that was held at Will Rogers. I haven't been to Will Rogers since 1972.
And did you get to a circus? What did you, when you went there in 72?
So we saw the circus.
Yeah.
There. And then my dad took me to my first wrestling event at Will Rogers, and the main thing I remember about that was Andre the Giant.
Oh, you saw Andre the Giant?
I saw Andre the Giant back when he had the really long hair.
Yeah.
Was a lot more fit, but yes, I saw him that night. Oh,
my God, that's amazing. Holy, yes. I didn't know that.
My lifelong dream was to meet Kevin Von Erich. So, Jay got a text from our friend JR telling him, I need you guys there by 6. Now, this thing is not supposed to start till 7:30. Jay informs us, hey, he wants us there at 6. So, I was extremely excited that whole day before and the day of going, don't get your hopes up too high. Maybe he just wants to shoot the breeze. We're not going to be able to meet Kevin Von Erich. I just don't know what's going on. And then Jay sends him a text, or maybe it was Shane. Who sent him the text saying, hey, we're out front? It was one of y'all.
Well, yeah. I sent him the text first, but I sent it to his email address, so technically I didn't send it.
So I actually sent the text that made contact with him.
Yes,
right.
So it's Jay.
And Jay said, or JR said, just stay right there. I'm going to send somebody out to get you. And a nice lady came out. She found us and escorted us in. We go into the Will Rogers Auditorium. And there on the stage, we see David Manning, longtime referee.
Short time caller.
Fritz Von Erich, WCCW. The great.
Great.
Dale Hansen.
Dale Hansen.
And of course, Kevin Von Erich. So we're making our way and you guys are trying to make me go first, but I started to get nervous and I did not want to go first. So I think I ended up being second or last. I don't remember now.
You both pushed me to the front.
Right.
And
now what the thing that was great during that was, as we were approaching the steps to get onto the stage, Dale Hansen is right there and he looks out at Jay and goes, "Hey man, how are you doing? Good to see you."
Because yes,
Jay has had his interactions with the great Dale Hansen. And I was like, Dale Hansen recognizes Jay.
Now let's not bury the lead here. The reason Dale Hansen recognizes Jay is because of Jay's why.
Well, that is true.
That's the first thing he says is, "How is she?"
Yeah. Yes. How's Robin doing?
Right. Yes. Jay, how's Robin doing?
So the lovely Mrs. Hansen.
So we go up onto the stage, shake Dale's hand, and there is Kevin Von Erich in all of his high-flying glory.
So hot.
Shake his hand, very excited, say hello to David Manning, and we have a group picture taken. And I'm excited about that because I am standing next to Kevin Von Erich. I'm in between Kevin Von Erich and Dale Hansen. It doesn't get any better than this.
It does not.
Yeah, but I was in there too, so it does.
And then I mustered up the courage. We take the pictures. You guys start to walk away a little bit, and it's just me and Kevin. And I am nervous.
You kissed him.
And why? I thought about that.
You would have killed him.
I looked at him and I said, "Mr. Bobby. Von Erich?" And he says, "Hey, man, just call me Kevin." And I said,
"Remember that part."
I said, "Okay, Kevin."
Second thought, call me Mr. Von Erich.
Yeah. Can I get a picture of just me and you with you giving me the Iron Claw? It's a lifelong dream of mine. Yeah, man, let's do it. That'll be fun. And so,
ironically, it was also a lifelong dream of Kevin's. So,
of course. So, JR takes my phone and he takes it, and Kevin Von Erich puts the Iron Claw upon my head. It is now almost a week since that has happened. I have yet to wash my head.
Well, which, I have to tell you.
In Tim's case, isn't really saying much.
I have to tell you, Shane and I, when Kevin did a gig in Dallas, it was similar to this. And Shane and I got to meet Kevin, and Kevin gave us both the Iron Claw. And I felt that of the two of us, I felt like I sold it more than Shane did. But that's just me. But I think we both sold it pretty well. But then you sold it
the most.
Oh my God. Yeah. You left us to waste. You sold it so well.
Yeah. You just sold it.
I've seen Kevin Von Erich apply the Iron Claw to many a wrestler.
Yeah.
I've seen their reactions. The great Michael P.S. Hayes.
God rest his soul.
He's still alive.
Oh, God love him.
Right. Thank you. Killer Tim Brooks.
God rest
his soul. Gino Hernandez.
Still alive.
Gentlemen.
That one's dead.
Yeah. Christopher. Gentlemen, Chris Adams.
God rest his soul.
Right. He's Jimmy Garvin. I've seen all these wrestlers have the Iron Claw upon them. I've seen their reaction. And I'm going to say their reactions fed me. I knew exactly what to do. And it's not fake, folks. When Kevin Von Erich gives you the Iron Claw, he's doing it for real.
You know it.
And so your reaction can only be that. But that was the whole time I'm going, this is like a baptism.
Not a sprinkle. It was a dunk.
It was a dunk. Now, what I was not expecting to happen was Shane looks over and sees me having the Iron Claw put upon him, and he sees me writhing in pain. Shane comes over, pushes Kevin Von Erich, says, "Hey, you leave my friend alone." Shane then drop kicks him. Kevin's laying on his back on the floor, and then Shane puts the figure four leg lock on him. And then Jay, for some reason, is now on Kevin Von Erich's side and is telling Kevin, just roll over, roll over, roll over so you can reverse the hole.
Tap, 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 tap. I got this.
Right. And then I tagged Shane in so he could be in legitimately. And so he continued that. And then the ghost of Chris Adams showed up with the chair, and I took the chair from him, knocked him on his head, and then I gave him the Lord Bytor devastation drop, which is nothing but a ripoff of Steve Austin's Stone Cold Stunner.
I don't remember those last couple of parts.
Well, it happened in my head.
Okay.
For sure.
Yes.
Oh. I saw it. I saw it in your head.
How about, but it's time for a toast.
Oh yeah.
Let's do it's a time toast. For a toast. Sorry. It's a good. I'm stuttering.
Yeah.
We got to stay on time. Time. We run this show like some tight shit.
It's a, just like, did you say like some tight shit?
Maybe.
I thought he said like no a tight ship.
There's no proof of anything I may or may not have said.
You're right. Make a toast. Let's do this.
Here. I don't think Jay's ready. Here's to meeting your childhood heroes, and they're turning out to be everything you ever thought they were.
Yes. Absolutely. Cheers. Cheers.
Also, JR.
Yes, JR. So that was incredible. Plus, we had incredible seats.
Yes.
Kevin Von Erich, of course, as he wrestled, he does everything barefoot. So he comes out, which was great, him walking from the back down the aisle to his theme song, Ted Nugent's awesome. Stranglehold. That was awesome. He gets up on stage. He's waving hi to everybody. Dale comes over. All right, let's take over. Let's go and do this stuff now. All right. So, Kevin, you want to get ready now? And everybody takes off their shoes.
Yeah.
Everybody on stage.
And Kevin, no, I took my shoes off. Don't you remember? Because you told me to immediately put my shoes back on.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a distinct smell for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
It was distinct. That's for sure.
Distinct.
Kevin Von Erich's feet are ginormous. His wife has got to be extremely happy.
Because of his big feet?
Well, because of what that typically means.
I don't know what that means.
That she doesn't have to watch his mini socks?
Can you elaborate?
Big foot means a big...
Oh, we did an episode on Bigfoot.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not talking about Sasquatch.
We're talking about, I feel like we're talking about a dingus. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, we were talking about the dingus. Oh, but we all learned some very interesting facts for those who have seen the movie that's loosely based on the life career of the Von Erichs.
I think the first
things
one is
that he ever. Liked and things that, you know, but the great thing was he basically came out and said, folks, it's Hollywood. Our careers and the stuff that we did, it's too much time, too much to cover for a 2-hour movie. you know, and he was okay for the most part with Hollywood, you know, taking a different direction here and there, you know. But there were things like I had no clue about the coin toss and that Kevin had already decided, because he was starting his family, he did not want to be the world heavyweight champion because of the travel. Mm-hmm. I mean, he traveled enough as it was. Being the world champion was going to have him away from home every day of the year. And he did not want to do it. So that was cool. I liked, you know, I liked hearing that. I loved him finding out, what did Dale say? It was the night before?
Yes, the night before the show right. that we saw.
Right.
Yeah.
That Kevin Von Erich had a scholarship to play college football at SMU. But a local sports anchor had the story on SMU paying off their players and giving SMU the first ever death penalty in college sports. Therefore, Kevin Von Erich ended up going to North Texas State University to play a little bit of football. And that Kevin Von Erich, when he was in high school, was not giving any thought to wrestling, because everybody was telling him what a great football player he was, and he was going to make it that way. Never knew. I mean, I knew all the boys did sporting stuff, you know, football, basketball, you know, Kerry being a discus thrower, all that stuff. But no, I figured they're Prince's boys. That is absolutely what they were going to do. And Kevin, not necessarily by choice.
Yeah, well, Kevin didn't really want to do it. But the thing is, like, the way from what I got out of Kevin from the movie that they got wrong was their dad was great. And it was Kerry's idea to start wrestling. It wasn't his dad's idea.
Right.
He's like, I'm ready. I want to do this.
And yeah, yeah.
Dad's like, are you sure? And he did it, you know.
Yeah. And of course, that was because he was supposed to go to the Olympics, but the United States boycotted that for that Olympics. And he, you know, that was it for his discus throwing career.
So, right.
To do that was cool. That was cool. All those little things you never knew about, you know, I love the fact that, and that was one thing I wish they would have spent maybe a little bit more time talking about, things like their feud with the Freebirds and, you know, just talking about maybe some of the matches he remembers most with them. But the fact that, you know, he was really paying tribute to Terry Bam Bam Gordy on how much respect he had for him.
Yeah. You
know, that was cool to hear all that stuff.
Yeah, that was an amazing experience getting to meet him, getting to talk to him. And I feel like I get a better understanding. The movie was great, but it didn't really do them justice. It didn't do Kevin justice. And especially it didn't do Mike and Chris. Yeah, it didn't do them. It basically combined them together.
Yeah. And that's something. Well, I mean, even David Manning said, there were a lot of things that he wished, you know, the producers would have said, hey, guys, on this right here. So really what happened here, and give them more insight. Like, the movie makes it out that Kevin's wife, Pam, was chasing Kevin down. But David said, far from the truth. Kevin had been chasing her for a long time.
Which is awesome.
It was Kevin going after her.
Yeah. You
know? That was funny. And the movie shows them dancing at the wedding. And Kevin told us, we didn't dance.
There was no dancing. No line dancing.
There was no line dancing.
The Von Erichs do not dance. They're not dancers.
It really makes you wonder when you see these movies that are based on a true story, how much truth is actually in them.
I feel like it's like when they say based, it gives them free reign because it's to like,
do, right.
Yeah. Cause it's
creative loose, liberties,
very loosely based. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a fun night. Glad we got to share it with you, Tim. Glad we got the three of us with our friend JR. Got to share it together. Such a great time. Well, Jay has something to say.
No, I feel like one of us has to thank our patrons for their patronage. And if you're not a patron, you should be.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like it would be the right thing to do, but what do we know? We're gonna still be here for you every week, week in, week out.
Except for today.
Except for today. But you know, hey, that's what we get because we're not paid to do this, folks. We do what we do, and you get what you get. But
wow,
you can get more if you're a patron. I'm just saying.
Or if Shane pays attention.
But either way, we're here for you every week. Mostly every week.
For today.
But we are here for you. We love you. We want you to follow us on all our socials. And go to the Patreon page. Did I mention that?
Several times, but that's okay.
You go to that and pay money. Pay money to listen to this beautiful shit that we come out with on a weekly basis.
I got a question for y'all.
We'll have an answer for you.
Folks, where else would you be able to tune in and listen to a story about me meeting one of my lifelong heroes? Nowhere. Only here on Beer Thursday.
Yeah.
And because of that, I'm encouraging you to get on that Patreon page.
Boom.
And donate a couple of bucks to these guys. I mean, it's obvious that they need it.
I'm very hungry.
He's very hungry.
And not completely sober.
So do all of that stuff. And remember, folks, the Iron Claw is real. And if you want to hear more about the Iron Claw and other things of life, tune in to the next exciting round of
Beer Thursday.